So we saw a Rashi yesterday, a very difficult Rashi with the Rabbi Akiva Iga. Let's briefly recap what we saw and then move on because there is a continuation in Rashi. Our Gemara seems to indicate that even if you are only Mukhiyav Midrabbanan, you can be Moitzi Eda Iraisa. Shimon ben Shotach, all he did was drink a cup of wine, but the Gemara said, had he only eaten a kazayas of Dagon, then he could have been Moitzi Yanai with benching. With the big question being, why would a kazayas Dagon help? If you eat a kazayas Dagon, you're only Mukhiyav to bench Midrabbanan. Presumably Yanai had Kedei Svia, which means he's Mukhiyav to bench Minatoira. How does a Drabbanon be Moitzia Deiraisa? So Rashi sees no problem in that whatsoever. And Rashi says it's not an issue because as soon as you are Mukhiyav Midrabbanon, that is called Mukhiyav Bedova. You're on board. Bishlem, if you're not Mukhiyav at all, for example, you don't actually eat anything at all, then you're non-mukhiyav bedava. But once you eat at least a kazayis, you're on board. You're in the game. Why are you in the game? Because at least you're mukhiyav midrabbanan. The fact that others are mukhiyav min hatoira is not a problem. A derabbanan can be moitzi deiraisa, Rashi says, no problem at all. Where did Rashi get stuck? Where Rashi says, one moment. So what about a cotton? If a cotton eats and is chayev therefore midrabbanon, he should be allowed to be moitzi his father or any other godel for that matter, because we've just established that a drabbanon can be moitzi a deraisa. And yet the Gemara in Daf Chof said that a cotton cannot be moitzi a godel. Why not? So Rashi says, no problem, that's different. The reason why a cotton can't be Moitzi's father is because a cotton is not even Mukhiyav Midrabbanan. You'll tell me there's a concept called Chinuch. The concept of Chinuch is an obligation on the father. The father is obligated to educate the child, but the child himself has zero Chiyuv. So therefore, that's not an issue of a Derabbanan being Moitzi Deiraisa. That's an issue of a zero being Moitzia Deiraisa, because the cotton has zero chiyuv, and that's why he can't be Moitzia's father. So this is the story this far, except we saw Rabbi Kveiga's big kasha. Rabbi Kveiga says, I don't understand. The very Gemara that you're quoting about a cotton also mentioned another example. And what was that example? The Isha, where the Gemara said that if an Isha is Mukhiv to bench only Midrabbanon, she cannot be Moitzi a husband or any other man for that reason, because a Drabbanon cannot be Moitzi a Deiraisa. So how can Rashi say that a Drabbanon can be Moitzi a Deiraisa, with the exception being the cotton, because he's not even a Drabbanon? But what about an Isha? An Isha is Drabbanon, at least. And the Gemara says that she cannot be Moitzia Deiraisa. If you remember, that was Rabbi Kveiga's kasha that we saw yesterday. We very tentatively attempted to answer Rabbi Kveiga's kasha, if you're even allowed to say such a thing. And if you remember, the difference that we wanted to make between Shimon ben Shotach eating a kazayis or a woman, the difference is that Shimon ben Shotach is essentially in the parasha of Birkas Hamazon. Because if he would eat Kedei Svia, he would be chayef to bench min ha-Torah. So he's always on board. If he eats at least a kazayis, so that is a watered down da'iraisa. Why is that a watered down da'iraisa? Because essentially, he could be mukhiyev min ha-Torah. He didn't quite eat enough to be Mukhiyav min ha-Torah, so that's a downgraded Da'iraisa. As opposed to the Isha, if you tell me that an Isha is Mukhiyav to bench only Midrabbanan, what does that mean with regard to the Da'iraisa? That she has zero Chiyav Da'iraisa and can never be a Da'iraisa. Chazal came along and they, as it were, invented a new chiyuv midrabanon for noshim, but that's not a downgraded deiraisa. That's a new artificial invention of Chazal. That type of drabonon cannot be moitzia deiraisa. Why not? Because it's no connection. The chiyuvim have no connection, no common ground. One is an artificial invention of Chazal, and one is a chiyuv min ha-teira. So that's where the Gemara said that an isha cannot be moitzi a man, because her chiyuv is absolutely drabonon and drabonon only. Whereas Shimon ben Shotach, were he only to eat a full shear, he would be mechuyev min ha-teira. So if he eats half a shear, at least he is mechuyev, a downgraded min ha-teira. That's the way that we wanted to answer Rikvega's kasha. And therefore, in the final analysis, can a drabonon be moitzi a deiraisa? The answer is, it depends what type of drabonon you are. Are you a drabonon, which is a downgraded deiraisa, like in the case of Shimon ben Shotach? Or are you a drabonon, like an isha, which is not a downgraded deiraisa, but rather it's a new invention of Chazal? That's what we saw so far, and I think we're now ready to move on. Look now at the end of Rashi. There's Rashi. Uba'al halochais gedoilos, known as the Bahag. Posak, the Bahag, says Rashi, disagrees with me. And what does the Bahag say? Dafka de ochlu inhu. Inhu means they. Only if they, meaning Yanai and his Bnei Bais, only if they ate a kezayis, oy kebeitza, dechvase, just like him. You remember yesterday, everything we discussed was based on an assumption. What was our assumption?
A nice big meal.
Right, that was our assumption. Although, to be honest, we don't know that as a fact.
Right.
We only got ourselves in hot water because we are assuming that Yanai ate a proper meal, which means it's a kadesh sviya, which means he's a chiyav deiraisa. We got stuck. How can Shimon ben Shotach be moitzi him if he only ate a kazayis? Says the Bahag, I'm sorry, your assumption was wrong. Again, let's read the words of the Bahag. Dafke de ochlu inu. It only applies when they, means Yanai and his wife, when they ate a kezayis a kebeitza dechvosei, just like Shimon ben Shotach, i.e. they did not eat kadesvia. And if you learn like that, then everything is answered. Or better put, the question is a non-starter. Yanai only ate a kebeitza or a kezayis. Shimon ben Shotach only ate a kezayis. Everybody is mechuyev merely midrabonon. A drabonon is mitzi, a drabonon. Simple as that. So you can't ask a question, oh, but don't we have a Gemara in Daf Chof Amud Beis which says that a drabonon cannot be mitzi a deraisa? According to the Bahag, that question is a non-starter. Yes, a drabonon cannot be mitzi a deraisa. So how can Shimon ben Shotach be moitzi Yanai? The answer is because everybody's a drabonon. He ate a kezayis, they ate a kezayis, there's no question. Says Rashi, I'm sorry, I'm extremely unhappy with that teretz. Says Rashi, or let's just finish off the Bahag. Aval ochlu v'savu. If Yanai and his wife would only have eaten and be satiated, if there would be a sviya, loy mapik, then Shimon ben Shotach would not be now able to be moitzi them with benching. Says Rashi, I'm sorry, I can't accept that. The e efsher lahamido. I'm sorry, says Rashi, that's impossible to fit in with the Gemara. one cannot be ma'amid, one cannot establish that type of case in the Gemara. Why? Doho Yanai v'chaveiro, because Yanai, the king, and those with him, ochlu v'savu. They did eat k'dei sviya. He's a king after all. Unlikely to suggest that we're talking about a meal that he only ate a kazayis. So therefore the whole Bahag's terrace doesn't make sense. Of course Yanai ate k'dei sviya ochlu v'savu. Shimon ben Shatach, and Shimon ben Shatach was moitzi them. So how can you possibly tell me that only a drabonon can be moitzi a drabonon because Yanai ate less than a kedei svir? How can that be? It's impossible to suggest, says Rashi. Certainly Yanai ate a kedei svir. Remember, those are the words of the Gemara, where the Gemara said that we're not very happy with Shimon ben Shatach. Tama, the only reason that we're not happy with Shimon ben Shatach is Mishum, Deloy Ochal Kazayis Dogon. Remember, at the end of the day, Shimon ben Shatach didn't even have a Kazayis Dogon. But Ho Ochal Kazayis Dogon, but had he only eaten a Kazayis Dogon, Hochanami, it would have been absolutely fine. So you see, had he only had a Kazayis Dogon, and Yonai would have eaten Kedei Svia, then the Gemara would have had no complaint against Shimon ben Shatach. The only complaint that we had is that he didn't even have a Kazayis Dogon. So Rashi says, what do I see clearly in the Gemara? That had he had a Kazayis Dogon, and Yanai would have eaten Kedei Svia, he would have been allowed to have been moitzi him, i.e. a drabonon could be moitzi a deraisa. I'm not prepared to accept, says Rashi, the Bahag's suggestion that Yanai only ate less than a Kedei Svia and everybody's a drabonon. I can't accept that. So at this stage of the game, we have a massive machlokes rishonim. If we were to be asked the question, can a derabbanon be moitzi a deraisa? According to Rashi, yes. According to the Bahag, no. Tremendous machlokes rishonim. And therefore, in the final analysis, when the Gemara says, had Shimon ben Shatach only eaten a kazayis, we would have been happy, we have one of two choices. According to Rashi, you read the Gemara very simply. Yes, you would have been happy, because even if Yanai ate a gedei svir, drabonon is an alti moitzi deraisa. According to the Bahag, that's not the reading of the Gemara. According to the Bahag, the reading of the Gemara is, yes, had he eaten a kazayis dogon, and Yanai would also have eaten a kazayis dogon, everybody's on a level playing field, then he could have been moitzi him. But had Yanai eaten a kedei svir, nothing doing. That is the huge machlokes rishonim in between Rashi and the Bahag. With that, we are now ready to move on to the bottom tesis. We will not be able to finish it, but let's make a start to the bottom tesis, because the bottom Tosfos also deals with this issue. And Tosfos brings a new factor onto the table. Tosfos is going to bring a new factor onto the table. So let's have a look. Says Tosfos, the last Tosfos on the Amud, Ad sheyoichal kezayis dogon. Says Tosfos, mashma, the implication seems to be, she'im ochal kezayis dogon, had he only eaten a kezayis dogon, she'yochol, he would be able, lohoitzi af acherim, he would be able to be moitzi even others, she'ochlu al hasoiva. What does that mean, she'ochlu al hasoiva? Even those who ate, kedei svia. So I see immediately the house Tosfos learning the Gemara. Is he learning like Rashi or is he learning like the Bahag? He's learning like Rashi.
Yeah.
He's learning like Rashi. So far, he's learning like Rashi, and he clearly says that yes, Yanai must have eaten the Kedei Svia. Therefore, it certainly does seem to indicate in our Gemara that if you eat a Kazayis, you could be might see somebody even if the other person ate a Kedei Svia. So at the moment he's learning like Rashi, let's see, he also asks the question. V'teima, but this is a very, very surprising thing, doesn't make any sense. Hare kazayis, einoi chayev, elo midrabonon. So this is the big question. The Gemara seems to be mashma that once you eat a kazayis, you can be moitzia deraisa. How can that be? After all, a kazayis is only mukuyev midrabonon. V'heichi, and how? Osi derabonon, how can a derabonon come along? Upotar doiraisa. How can a derabonon be moitzia doiraisa? Why not? Who says that's problematic at all? Says Tosas, it's the Gemara. Guess where Tosas sends us to once again? Look in the brackets. Bafchof amabes. That's the sugya that we saw at the beginning of the week, and that's where this whole Gemara all begins. The ha'omrinon, the perek mishamesu. Because it says in the perek mishamesu and dafchof on the base, tovoi le'eiro, a curse will befall, le'misha ishtoi ubonov mevorachim loy. It says there that if a woman or a son would be might see the father in benching, no problem at all, but the father should be cursed. Why should the father be cursed? Because if he has to ask his wife or his child to be moitzi him with benching, it seems to be that he doesn't know how to bench himself, and that's a terrible thing. But what do you see in that Gemara? That essentially the wife and the child are allowed to be moitzi the father. And what does the Gemara say? And the Gemara could not find any, could not establish any case. How can we permit a cotton? The Gemara seems to be saying that the child is allowed to be moitzi the father. Just that we're very unhappy with the father. He deserves a curse for not being knowledgeable enough to know how to bench, but the child is allowed to be moitzi the father. And what did the Gemara say? How can the child be moitzi the father? Elo, only in one solitary case. B'da'ochal oviv kazayis. If the father only ate a kazayis, which means the father is not mukhuyev min ha-Torah, then da'osi katan derabanan shegi elachinuch. Upotar oviv she'enei chayev ele midrabonon. The Gemara says the only way that I could possibly understand how a cotton could be moitzi the father is if the cotton is being moitzi his father who ate a kazayis. Ah, if the father only ate a kazayis, then the father is not mukhiyev min ha-Torah. Says Tosfos. Oh, so we see quite clearly from there. Im ochal oviv kedei sevia. So you see quite clearly in that Gemara that if the father had only eaten a full amount of kedei sevia, einoi yochoil lepotroi? Question mark. What do you see in that Gemara? Again, what does the Gemara say there? The Gemara says that if a child is moitzi the father in benching, it works. We're not happy with the father because he should be knowledgeable enough to know how to bench himself, but it works. And the Gemara said there, what does that mean that it works? How can a cotton be moitzi a father? And the Gemara says, we must be talking about where the father only ate a kazayis. If he only ate a kazayis, that means he himself is only mukhuyev to bench midrabonon, just like his son, so therefore they can be moitzi each other. Says Tosas, what do I see from that Gemara? That if the father would have eaten a kedei svia, and would therefore be mechuyev to bench min ha-teira, then the child would not be able to be moitzi him. Says Tosfos, well, there it is. A mafurash gemara that a drabonon cannot be moitzi a deraisa. So how on earth can Shimon ben Shatach be moitzi yanai if he's only eaten a kazayis dogon? How can that be? If you eat a kazayis, you're only mechuyev midrabbonon. Presumably yanai ate kadei svia. So how can a kazayis man, which is a drabonon, be moitzi a deraisa? We have a mufurish a gemara that a drabonon cannot be moitzi a deraisa. Says Tosfos, now he quotes the Rashi that we have already seen. Upirish Rashi. Yes, Rashi addressed this question and said, Derabonon, if somebody is obligated, Midrabonon, Mukhuyev, quote unquote, Korinon Bey, is called a Mukhuyev. That's called Mukhuyev. So the question that I'm asking, says Tosfos, was asked by Rashi. And Rashi says that if you eat a kazayis and you're mechuyev midrabonon, that's called mechuyev. So what about a cotton? Says Rashi, Tosfos quoting Rashi, Avol cotton shehigia lechinuch loy mikri mechuyev drabonon. Rashi says a cotton is different because he's not even mechuyev midrabonon. Why not? The Aviv, it's the father's chayev lechanchoy, because it's the father who's obligated to educate him. Aval olov on him himself, meaning on the cotton himself, ein shum chiyuv, there is no chiyuv whatsoever.
Says, I'm still having trouble with this. Chinuch is one thing, being motzi and brach and benching is another, isn't it? I mean, how is one related to the other?
According to Rashi, if you are mukhiyev midrabonon, then you can be maitziyah deraisa. A cotton is mukhiyev midrabonon, so why can he not be maitziyah's father?
Right.
The answer is, he's not mukhiyev midrabonon. The fact that he's obligated to do mitzvahs because of chinuch is a chiyev that lands on the father, but not on him. That's why Rashi has to explain that point. We're all accustomed to thinking that a child, albeit that he's not mechuyev in mitzvahs min ha-Torah, but at least he's mechuyev midrabbonon mitzad chinuch. So if that would be the case, according to Rashi, that suffices. A derabbonon is allowed to be moitzi deraisa. That's why Rashi has to point to you and say, no, you're looking at the wrong person. When a child has to do mitzvahs midrabbonon, that's not his chiyev. It's the father's chiyuv to educate him, but the child himself has zero chiyuv. And that's why he can't be moitzi an adult. There's Tosfos, the kosher lepirushai. Rashi's explanation is extremely difficult. Mikol mokoim, because nonetheless, at the end of the day, kiven she'enoi min ha-Torah, if you are not obligated min ha-Torah, einoi moitzi acherim. I don't understand how can you possibly moitzi others shemuchuyavim who are muchuyav. I don't understand what Rashi means. What does Rashi mean when he says, yes, once you muchuyav midrabanan, that's called muchuyav. But say that, I don't mind, you can call him whatever you like, but he's only muchuyav midrabanan. So how can a drabonon be moitzi a deraisa? Doesn't make any sense. They don't have the same chiyuv at all. That's question number one. The oid, furthermore, I don't like, in Rashi, says Tosfos, doichek loima. As far as I'm concerned, says Tosfos, it's a big doichek to say that the cotton, shegia lechinuch, even a child who's reached the age of chinuch, kori, Einoi muchuyev midrabonon. That's cool, but he's not muchuyev at all midrabonon. He's got zero chiyev. De'im einoi muchuyev afilu midrabonon. Because if Rashi would be right, now listen to this phenomenal kasha. If Rashi would be right, that a cotton is considered a zero chiyuv, and it's his father who's obligated to mechanech him, but he himself has zero chiyuv, im kein, if so, einoy poita es aviv. So how can he exempt his father? Didn't we just quote a Gemara that says that what? But if the father ate a kazayis, then the child can be might see him in benching. Excuse me, what does it help to say that the father only ate a kazayis, but the child has zero chiyuv? So how can a zero be moitzi drabono? Says places. What do I see in that Gemara? That a child is not a zero. A child is a something. What is that something? He's at least mechuyev midrabono. And if he's mechuyev midrabono, so we're back to square one. If he's mechuyev midrabono, so why can he not be moitzi his father when his father ate kadei svia? The answer must be that a drabono cannot be moitzi a deraisa. Okay, we'll have to pause over here. He brings the Bahag that Rashi quotes. He's not happy with the Bahag either. And then he gets to his own pshat, and Be'ezus Hashem, we'll see that tomorrow, and Be'ezus Hashem bring this sugya to a full conclusion.
Shekola.
Have a great day.